Okay. Did you get picked for the draft, or did you enlist?
I got drafted, but I tried to enlist when I was 17. And I got turned down, and I got drafted.
So you were 18?
18 years old when I went in, yeah.
What year was that? Was it?
April. I went in that, went to Great Lakes April 1st, 43.
Yeah. So where did they send you? Like, where was it?
Went to Great Lakes. Great Lakes Naval Training Center.
Is that?
It's in Chicago.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
So, from there, like, how did you end up, did you get sent to, like?
I went to Treasure Island, California. See, I worked in the Fleet Post Office. I worked in the Fleet Post Office for, maybe a couple months. Then I volunteered for sea duty. So I went to sea then.
So did you know, like, once you volunteered that for sea duty, you wouldn't have to be, like, in combat or?
No, you do. When you do this, you don't never know.
You don't know
what I mean? Mm-hmm. I volunteered. Like I said, I went in the Fleet Post Office, and three of us guys from Monroe volunteered to go to sea, and we went aboard a troop transport.
What was the name of the?
The first one was an MV Daystar, and the SS Agua Prince.
What was it like being on the ship and crossing the?
It's just all together different.
Was it?
Really, you go for days, you leave San Francisco and you go for days and you don't see no land, no nothing. I mean, it's just all water.
Was it? I mean, I've been on a ship before. Was a lot of people getting sick?
Oh, you get seasick. Out of San Francisco, you get those land swells, and a ship would roll, you know. And it's similar to being like, you know, you're maybe not drinking too much, and that's just the way that feels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we went to sea, we took a load of troops. We took all troops from San Francisco overseas. You know, wherever they need troops, we'd take them in. And every load we took over, it was the same thing. They all get sick. I mean, they were sick all over the place. It was just something to see, I'm telling you. But I never did ever get seasick, but every load of troops we took over, they got seasick. You just never got away from it, because off on the coast of California, you get all those land swells, see?
Uh-huh.
And that's what made them so sick, you know?
So where were some of the places that you had to take?
Well, we would actually report into Honolulu most of the time. If we didn't have any direct orders, we'd report into Honolulu or Pearl Harbor and get our further orders. Wherever they would need troops or anything, we'd just take them in there, see? So we'd get our further orders out of Pearl Harbor or Honolulu. That's where we usually went. And if we didn't have no direct order, if we had a direct order to go to a certain island or something for these troops to go in, we'd go there. But most of the time we'd go into Pearl Harbor or Honolulu and get further orders to go.
So did the other ships in the ocean just know that you were a trooper ship? You never got, like, into between cross, but, like, I know there was, like, battles in the sea and everything.
No, you never, usually, you know, what we did. Most of them, these ones that I was on, we usually traveled by ourselves. See what they would want, if the Japs would want to get anybody, they would like to get a convoy. They wouldn't ever, a whole bunch of ships. You know, that's what they call a convoy.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually traveled by ourselves most all the time. The most ships that I was on we traveled by ourselves most of the time. Yeah.
So there wasn't very, how many men were like on a ship at a time?
I would imagine we had between 1,000 and 1,500 troops on there. That's about, you know, the size that we had. Because both ships that I was on carried about the same amount of men. About 1,500.
So what was your, like, specific job that you had on the
My
ship?
My job, when I went volunteered for sea duty, all of us guys went aboard the first ship. And they needed a cook, a baker, and a butcher. So all the other guys, they wound up butcher shop, big shop, and I wound up being a cook.
So what type of things did you have to prepare for the
Just
trip?
Like everything that you had at home, you know what I mean. But you'd cook it in a bigger quantity.
Yeah.
We'd done a lot of cooking, like, and they used to call them coppers. It was maybe about an 80-gallon upright deal. And used the boat paddle to take and, you know, mix the food up or whatever he was making. But it was in big quantities, you know. But you had just about the same. But what they would do, you'd get a breakfast in the morning and then get like a full meal at noon and a sandwich or something at night, like that. It's about, they use them three times a day, they fed them, but they usually had one big meal a day and then the rest smaller meals.
Mm-hmm. You went to that, did you ever see any concentration camps or any of those places or any of the people that were in them? Because I read about the, I think it was called the Bataan Death March or something.
No.
And You never.
The only closest we come, we went into Hollandia, Dutch New Guinea. Yeah, I think it was there. And we picked up a load of Japanese prisoners. And we took them into Brisbane, Australia. Now that, you know, that's the closest I come into any enemies like that. Mm-hmm. But we had a pretty full load of Japanese prisoners. Like I say, we've got them out of New Guinea. We took them to Brisbane, Australia. But that was about the only, you know, contact they had any enemies, you know. Because actually with on a troop transport, you just go in and drop your troops off. And if you have any casualties, see, we used to bring casualties back too. We had a small hospital on there. Then we'd bring casualties back to the United States for wherever they wanted them taken.
Do you have any, interesting stories you can tell? I mean, about maybe some of the stories you heard from the guys on the ships, or...
Well, it's, you know, a lot of them didn't want to talk, you know. Then we had one kid who went in with the 12 CBs, and he was the only one coming back out of a whole bunch. Oh, yeah, we buried one guy at sea. He died, I think, 7 days out of San Francisco, and they buried him at sea.
Really?
That was the only time I really seen anybody buried at sea, but that's what they did, you know. If anybody would pass away, that's what they do, they bury them out at sea. What they would do is sew them up in a brand new canvas and put about 80 pounds of weight in them so they would go down, you know.
Oh, really?
And then they'd lay them on a slab and flip them over, and they'd right down into the water. We watched that. That's the only one I ever seen. It was, you know, it was interesting to see, but it was just too bad, you know, they had to bury them, because I thought what they might do is take them, put them in a cooler or something. Maybe being that way, only about a week out, they'd do something, but they didn't. They buried them out at sea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get to stay in touch with your friends that you went there with, the other two guys from Monroe?
No, I never run into anybody from Monroe. The only time we took a bunch of troops into New Guinea, and we dropped them off, and we come back, and we went back maybe 6-8 months later and dropped some more troops off and picked up casualties. Never run into some of the guys we'd taken over, you know, and mm-hmm. talked to them. But I never run into anybody from Monroe. The only one I did is, I take it back, was Roy Cook. I run into him, and he was on, we tied up, and it was in Manila. And he was on the Gold Star, and the ship I was on was the Day Star. So, I mean, it was sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
really something. But I'll never forget that he, anyway, I asked one of the guys aboard ship at topside that day. I was just securing the galley. Went up topside, picked stuff up in the GI cans, and I seen this guy. And I told one of the guys, I said, "You got anybody in there by the name of Roy Cook?" He said, "We got a lot of cooks on here, you know, just smarting off, you know." But it was Roy Cook. He was one in the Navy with Uncle Chet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I noticed it. I reckon it. In fact, he goes to St. Michael's right now. And I see him every once in a while. I still talk to him about that. But I really never did run into anybody from Monroe. You know, not all the time I was in, you know, all the places I was, I never did run into anybody. But her Uncle Hank, now, he was in New Caledonia when I was there, and I didn't know it. He was there, and he was stationed there, see, on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went in there, and we left with him. But I never didn't know it left. We left the place that he was there on the island. So, you know.
Were you around, or when they dropped the bombs on... And what was the talk around about?
Well, we was, in fact, the same ship that took that bomb over. They left ahead of us to go out of the Golden Gates, and they went into, you know, bomb Japan. And we'd heard about it. You know, you hear about it, you get in the news over that. And I happened to be in, I don't remember where I was at that time, but I happened to be going into Pearl Harbor in this Missouri. It was the one that, you know, they signed the declaration on, you know, Japs give up on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I used to got to see that to Missouri. In fact, they just retired to Missouri. So, I mean, you know, it goes back and forth a little ways, you know.
Uh-huh. So you never, did you ever go to Japan? I mean, were you ever?
I never got to Japan. I was all over. If you want to know the places I was, Guadalcanal, Russell Islands. I got to stop and think, Tiffany.
That's a lot of places.
All over. Fiji Islands, Manila, Okinawa, Guadalcanal. I told you, I guess, Guadalcanal. But I got a home, I got a suitcase at home, it's got all the writing on the side, you know, what I, where I was, all I was at. It'd be something to show them, be interested to get if I could get it out, but maybe wouldn't be interested in it.
Yeah, actually, my teacher wanted, you know, any memorabilia, you know, wanted to know if we could show it, you know, maybe somehow get to show.
Would you be interested
it.
In taking that suitcase there or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got,
yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's 50 years old, so you know what I mean, or older.
Did you carry the suitcase everywhere with you? That
oh,
was
yeah.
Your...
Oh, kept, you know, whenever you took them.
What kind of your possessions did you get to bring with you, just like...
Well, I don't know where they're at the time, but I've got knives, I got boats at up in New Guinea that the people up there carved a boat, outrigger, and I got grass skirts, and, you know, wherever I don't know where they're at right at the time, but like I said, and then, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some... But like I say, I did have some coins too from different places. In fact, I got a dollar bill home, a Hawaiian $1 bill that I got when I was there. If I, no, yeah. But like I say, the suitcase has got some different things in it. Might be some stuff, and I don't know what's in. Because in fact, the suitcase is still the way I come home. It's still all my uniforms and everything is in there. So if you want to breathe uniforms and all, you can show them whatever.
Okay.
And my campaign bars. I think all the stuff was on there. So.
So were you glad that you never had to go into combat? And
well, was in Manila when bombing one time, and that was the only closest, as, you know, we had get guy. Because usually, like I said, they like to travel in convoys, you know, and that's the ones they wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we traveled by ourselves, so we were pretty, you know, pretty fortunate because I made 7 round trips over there from San Francisco over the island and back, so 7 round trips in that time that I was in.
So when you finally got to go home, it was just when the Japanese finally surrendered?
I had to make one trip after the war was over. And I went up into, I think that trip we went up into Philippine Islands, and I went up into Guadalcanal. Into Guadalcanal and come back out of Guadalcanal. No, Okinawa. Come out of Okinawa. That's the furthest I got. That was the last trip I made. And then we come into Seattle, Washington. They started processing us out of Seattle. And you had to have so many points to get out. So you see, all my time was spent at sea, so I picked up a lot of points. Mm-hmm. Then you got an extra 10 points, I think, for being married. And I got an extra 10 points for that. So I had to make one trip to get enough of points to get out. They put you out on a point system. And they would process you. They usually try to process you and take you to the closest place or the place that you was inducted in, like Great Lakes. So I started from Seattle on a troop train back into Great Lakes, and I got discharged out of Great Lakes.
So what was it like back at home with everyone's reactions?
Well, it was just all together. You know, a lot of just everything changed. Well, I was gone for 3 years, so, you know. A lot of things changed, a lot of your friends was gone, you know, some of them didn't get to make it back, and like that. Yeah. But it's a good experience, I would say, for any young guy. It wouldn't hurt anybody to go into service for a couple, 3 years. It would, you know, it's a good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I went in when I was, I tried to enlist at 17, and I got turned down. 3 months later, I got drafted, but I had my choice when I did go through the Army induction, Army, Navy, Marines, and always wanted a Navy, so I still had my choice to go in the Navy, so I took the Navy. And I, you know, I liked it. It was good duty. I had good duty. We found out it was good duty, so that's why we volunteered for that duty. Because, see, we would bring troops back and forth. We'd take troops over and bring casualties back, and we would just, you know, on the move all the time. We got to come back to the States all the time, see. That was a good part out there. Some of them got stuck out in the islands, and, you know, you just stayed there till the war was over, but we just went back and forth. So it worked out good. It was good duty.
Did you ever come across any of the famous commanders or any of those?
No, you mean like the big wheels on a ship and like that? No, you usually don't get to see those, Tiffany, no. And they was usually on man of war, you know, on the battleships and,
uh-huh.
and like that there. You never got in contact with, you know, too much. Unless you was in a fleet or something, you would maybe have an opportunity to see this, but... You know, you when you run by yourself, like in the position that I was in there, you just don't go see those people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, I mean, you can think of, anything?
No, I really, not at the time, Tiffany.
Well, our teacher wanted to know, or actually it's the library system wanted to know if you would be willing. It's just, they want to try to get as many of the World War II veterans together and have some kind of a public event. It's up to you. I mean, I think they're just going to try to get, like, certain people, like, from the Navy or from certain battles to get them together and just have some kind of a conversation with them. It's just up to you if you want to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see. We'll see when it comes up.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess that's all I have.
But like I say, I'll take and try to get that suitcase out, Tiffany. You know, if you want to take that over and show it to them, do you want to leave the uniforms and everything in it like it
is?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All the stuff's in there, so you can show it.
Because, you know, really, we have no idea what kind of stuff was worn or what kind of possessions people got to take with them, so I guess that would be interesting.
You can show that.
You got a what? What did you get?
The honorable discharge. Your discharge papers and stuff like that.
Oh, your discharge papers.
And I think they have a lot of different things on there, I guess. Well, I think all the stuff, I think it's still on there. I don't believe I took it off the campaign bars and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's still on there, yeah.
Did you have, like, a certain rank, or I don't know, this military unit and stuff?
What's that?
It asks, like, what your rank is. Do you know what your...
Well,
just that, yeah. That's what it is, really. Okay, that should be good.
Okay.
Thank you.